Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Crafted for speed. Tested and worn by Bukayo Saka. The New Balance Furon V8 refines the ultra-lightweight, precision, strike-focused design for an even greater sense of speed. A new speed control stud is designed to support control during sudden stops, sharp pivots, and moves used by the fastest players on the pitch, like Saka himself. Experience engineered minimalism crafted to support explosive movement and the sharpest of touches. Learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com/Saka.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Owen Sheehan has joined me from Off the Ball to look back, first of all, I think, before we look ahead to Rovers last night. I mean, great win. What a day for, what's his name again?
For Michael Noonan.
16 years old.
16 years old.
Oh my God. What were you doing when you were 16?
Oh, but the question I would ask is, what were you doing in July 2008 when this guy was actually born? I mean, it seems more recent than a lot of people would suspect.
Good God.
Michael Noonan was 11 when COVID happened, when COVID started. I've seen that put out there today. That's probably the most astonishing way of appreciating his youthfulness. The fact that his mother sent him off to school this morning when he flew home last night from Molde. The guy is like, must be having the time of his life in there today. I'm sure he got a bit of a half day today or some homework off at the very least from his return to education. But geez, what a
And I wouldn't mind, because I actually had kind of been reading comments about him in advance of the game. You know, Stephen Bradley was talking about, oh, listen, we think he's ready for it. You know what I mean? How did he describe? Did he describe maybe as harking back to a centre forward from time gone by or something? Yeah. However he put it, anyway, he was on the radar. People were talking about him, and then to get the winner, it's just incredible,
astonishing. He had a great game before that, anyway. Like, he got the man sent off from Molde essentially in the first half with a brilliant little piece of trickery to pull the ball back and kick it beyond him and essentially draw the red card. So, look, we know he's been talked up quite a bit. The move from St. Pat's to Shamrock Rovers was pretty big news here over the last couple of months. Obviously, there's a big move happening next year from a St. Pat's perspective as well, with Mason Melia going to Tottenham. Mm. There is a coterie of young Irish stars who we're going to become very familiar with, because obviously they can't go to Great Britain now until they're 18 years of age. So we're hanging on to them for an extra couple of years, and we're getting to see them play for these clubs and do special things for these clubs.
Yeah, listen, it's brilliant. And a great coup as well for Rovers to win away in Europe in the Conference League, the Europa Conference League. And it kind of brings us into League of Ireland then as well, nice and neatly, which gets underway tonight. And a huge amount of coverage on Off the Ball over the next while as well.
Yeah, we've got Chels versus Derry City tonight. It's a 7:45 kickoff. We'll have commentary Nathan, and Richie Towell, formerly of Shamrock Rovers, is going to be calling that one with him. So really, really exciting night. It's very hard to look at tonight's game that we have and kind of not see it as a Damien Duff angle immediately. Can he do two in a row? Can a team be considered great if they don't do back-to-back championships? These are the sort of questions that Shelburne are going to be asked over the next few weeks and months. Nobody's writing them off in terms of winning this year's title, but it does feel that most of the predictions are leaning towards St. Patrick's Athletic or towards Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah.
There's a bit of an unknown with Rovers, and I think maybe a lot of people will be changing their predictions after watching last night, because everybody was talking about them and the players that they've lost since last year, like Johnny Kenny going back to Celtic, for example. Who's going to fill in and score the goals for them? Well, they've got a kid here in Michael Noonan who might be able to do just that as the season goes on. So there's a bit of a wild card about them. St. Pat's very strong. They obviously had a brilliant second half to the season last year under Stephen Kenny, but they signed very well and they got their business done early, crucially, in the off-season. They play Drogheda United tonight at 7:45. It's worth mentioning, probably the kind of standout fixture from this weekend is probably going to be at the Aviva Stadium on Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Bows versus Rovers. There's going to be over 30,000 people there. It's a miserable day here in Dublin tonight, and it's going to be miserable out of Talca tonight. If it's a good day for Dublin on Sunday and there's a bit of sunshine out there in the middle of February, there might be a few walk-ins as well and people are walking up getting tickets, and we might have a spectacular attendance altogether. Already it is pretty remarkable that this is what it's going to be.
It is, and listen, I guess the League of Ireland this year it's in a great position, but it has a lot to live up to, doesn't it? So you guys are on board, Virgin, after coming on board as the TV broadcasters. So this kind of injection of excitement as well on the back of the slow bicycle race that was the title race towards the end of last year, where it kind of at one stage looked like four different clubs might win it, or were in a position to do it. So I guess the pressure is on to a degree, isn't it, to deliver?
It certainly is. I think a lot of people will be very aware with the role that Duff has played in this as well, but also the quality of football that seems to be present around a multitude of different teams. I hate using Europe as the barometer for Irish teams, but the fact that Rovers are doing what they're doing in Europe at the same time as this boom in the League of Ireland, that's no coincidence. The fact that they played last night was history. An Irish team playing in the knockout stages of Europe was in itself history. So for them to go and potentially actually qualify into a further round in the Conference League would be kind of a further rubber stamping of where Irish football is at. The point I made earlier about Brexit has really helped the teams. And these teams are going to be richer over the next 5-10 years because they're going to make more money off the players that will eventually want to go on to bigger and better things and do cross the Irish Sea. But it does feel that the tide has risen across the league, and it's not just a Shamrock Rovers dominated thing.
So we had FA Cup last week. We had a break from Premier League back. And I mean, the wheels are kind of coming off a bit for Arsenal, are they, in terms of injuries?
Yeah, Kai Havertz got injured his hamstring in Dubai this week, which is just a massive setback for Arsenal, given he was their only fit player who can play number nine. And I use that phrase very carefully there because he's not a number nine anyway.
Yeah.
He's the only one who's actually just played there. So maybe it's Leandro Trossard who plays there tomorrow at 12:30 when they go to Leicester. Maybe it's Mikel Merino, who's their midfielder they signed from Spain. I'd seen that touted during the week that he could play up front for Arsenal. The really frustrating thing for them and for Mikel Arteta is that they've needed a striker for 18 months and they haven't gone and signed one. He said he was disappointed with how the transfer market went for them, and now Havertz has got injured, so it makes matters worse.
Yeah, and then you've got Liverpool of about 5 games in 2 weeks. Like, if they go well and you look at the Arsenal injuries, I mean, you kind of hate to say it, but by the end of February, it could be kind of almost done and dusted.
It could be, certainly.
Short of a massive blip from Liverpool.
Yes, the only thing I would say is that Aston Villa basically killed Arsenal's chances last year in the Premier League. They love to spoil a party, and Liverpool have to go to Villa Park next Wednesday. So if, as you'd expect, Arsenal and Liverpool both get the job done this midweek, then potentially Arsenal have the opportunity to cut it to 4 or 5 points.
Yeah, maybe.
If Liverpool can't go to Villa Park and win. So there's a couple of tricky fixtures. They also have to go to the Etihad shortly after that, although Manchester City
Exactly. So, you know, just give them the 3 points now. So listen, anyway, that's kind of Premier League. The focus from a football point of view, though, League of Ireland getting back underway this weekend here. Very briefly, we have a break from the hurling, I think, this weekend, don't we? But there's a couple of league game football.
Yeah, Kerry Dublin's the big one this weekend.
Okay.
Tomorrow at 7:30 in Tralee. Derry versus Galway at 5:00 is the other Saturday night fixture. And then the other two Division 1 games, Donegal Armagh and Mayo Tyrone.
Are Mayo in bother?
Yes, they are. They're looking the likeliest team to get relegated from Division 1. There's a rebuild job that needs to be done in Mayo, and the question is Kevin McStay the man to do that over the next couple of years? Some decent young players coming through, but I think the rivalry between themselves and Galway, for example, has firmly turned in Galway's favour. We saw that a couple of weeks ago when Galway beat them pretty comfortably, and it'd be hard to see Mayo even coming out as the number one team in Connacht this year. But the thing is, you can never say never with Mayo with regards to them progressing during the championship, and there's still that bit of muscle memory.
Oh, don't worry, they'll give everybody false hope.
They'll win a big game at some stage. Maybe they will go and beat Galway, and maybe they will go and annex a Connacht title. But you would be
more fool us for getting suckered every year. Anyway, Owen Sheehan from Off the Ball.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
The New Balance Furon V8. Crafted for speed. Tested and worn by Bukayo Saka. Experience engineered minimalism at its finest and fastest. We updated the Furon V8 for even faster performance on the pitch. Same ultra lightweight, precision strike focused design. Now with even greater sense of speed, a new speed control stud supports control during sudden stops, sharp pivots, and moves used by the fastest players, like Saka himself. Step up your game in the new Furon V8. Learn more and get yours at newbalance.com/soccer.